We've just been joined by, are you a colonel or a captain?
Merchant Navy captain.
Captain.
Captain?
Good morning, sir.
Merchant Navy.
Well, how many years?
How many years, what?
How many years were you in the Navy?
30.
30 years. I bet you've got some stories to tell.
Oh, yeah, yes, I can tell some stories.
Okay, well, maybe another day we'll get come in and talk some stories. Now, you come in to talk about Chemdry first.
Yes.
Okay, so why should we go to Chemdry first?
Why should we use Chemdry first?
Yes.
Because we're the best on the island.
Absolutely.
No, best in the UK, best in the world, actually, because it's a worldwide franchise. All our staff are highly trained. So
is that what you did when you came out of the Navy?
Yes, I had to get another job because my eyesight was going. And I couldn't see where I was going, so I thought, well, better to think of something to find. Then a friend of mine put me in touch with the Chemdry franchise system.
So how long have you been doing it?
30 years.
So 30 years in the Navy,
yeah.
And 30 years doing Chemdry first?
Yeah.
Wow. 30 years, that's absolutely incredible. Have you given yourself a gold watch?
No, can't afford it. Got a wife.
Oh, right.
And a son.
So are they part of the business as well?
No, wife is retired now. My son's working in San Francisco. And it's just me sort of supervising the company now.
Okay, so tell us about Chemdry first. How many people have you got working for you?
Got six. One manager, four technicians and one office staff. We've got our own unit in Somerton Industrial Park in Cowes.
Okay.
Been there for about 15, 16 years. We mainly got it because we needed to clean. People were asking us to take rugs and curtains off site, so we needed somewhere to clean that.
So you do all sorts. You don't just do the carpets.
No,
you
we do
all
carpets,
sorts.
Carpets, curtains, rugs, upholstery, you name it. Any soft furnishings we clean. We don't clean fascia boards. We don't clean windows. We don't clean conservatories. We don't clean pathways and patios. We only clean soft furnishings because that's what we specialise in.
Okay, soft furnishings. So who does your home stuff? Do you get someone in from the company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
get them in.
I use it as a good training system.
Okay.
See, one of the things I picked up when I was in the merchant service was training. You can't do a job properly unless you've been taught properly how to do the job. So all our technicians are highly trained. Each year they go on a refresher course to make sure they're kept up to date with the progress in the industry. And also we found that we needed to give some form of assurance to the customer. So you're going to get someone coming into the private parts of your build of your property to clean your carpets or upholstery curtains, and you're going to pay them some money. So you don't know them from Adam. So how do you know that you can trust them?
Sure.
So we joined the WITCH, or Trusted Trader Organisation. And that is absolutely brilliant because you have to go for an audit, and they put you through the windmill on that. And if you can come up with and get all the questions right and get the right paperwork and right documentation in place, it can show to the customer that we can be trusted in what we do. And we also, because of that, we offer a full money-back guarantee to any customer who's not satisfied with the work we've done.
And that's in the commercial, I remember that.
Yeah.
So that's a really good offer, and I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I would feel absolutely 100% comfortable. Now, you were talking about your men go away and they'd be trained every year. Is that because, you know, things change with the stuff that they use to clean?
Chemicals change, solutions change, processes change, equipment change. So we've got to keep them up to date with that. So we do that by sending them off on courses each year. We've got a... We're in a process of we do a lot of insurance work as well, because all our staff are members of what they call the BDMA. That's a British Damage Management Association.
Yeah,
and you've got to have been passed the exams for that to be in order to do insurance work. So what our people have done, there are various methods of drying a property. But since 1998, with the introduction of suspended floors, suspended concrete floors, so you've got a concrete slab where your carpets go on top, and underneath that you've got polystyrene insulating material, And if you have an underneath that, it's all your pipe work, your central heating pipe work, your hot water pipe work, your cold water pipe work. If you get a leak in any of that, the underside base gets wet. And there's two ways of drying that. That's either rip up the concrete subfloor and all the insulation material and then put dehumidifiers in, or do what we can do now is drill holes through, inject hot dry air into the property and dry the subfloor that way by what they call injection drying. And that saves the policyholder inconvenience of having to get out their property and having the expenses of the main floor put down again. And it saves the insurance company having to pay for it all being dragged up, and also the process is quicker.
Wow, that's incredible. That's, you know, so it's not just, you know, cleaning carpets. There's a hell of a lot more to it, and hence the reasons why your chaps have to be sent away each year for training. That really is incredible. I just want to ask you, how long would, you know, something like that actually take to do?
To dry?
Well, to the whole job. I mean, what you described there was quite complex.
We're doing a high-value job at the moment in cows. They're one, two, three, about half a dozen flats. They're worth about $1.6 million each. And the underfloor was completely saturated through the parting of a shower. Just a small shower olive came apart, and for a couple of months ran nothing but pure cold water underneath. We came on site and did a full survey with infrared cameras and everything, and did a report. That took about a week. Then we gave it to the loss adjuster, and he asked what the best method of drying. We explained the injection drying as opposed to ripping out. So if we were to rip the floor out to those flats and reinstate it, it would have cost about £500,000 to the insurance company. But because we're only doing injection drying, it's only going to cost them $25,000-$30,000. So you can see the difference in costs. And
definitely,
it's quicker. It'll take about 6 weeks to dry.
Okay.
Then they got the reinstatement of all the bits and pieces afterwards, another couple of weeks. So you're looking at about 8, 9 to 10 weeks.
Okay. Look, we've almost run out of time, but we obviously need some details from you. How do we get hold of you?
Oh, you can call us on 295518. Speak to John, and they give you all the answers you want. And if you've got any questions, any queries, or not any doubts about anything, give us a call, 295518. And information and advice is free, and we give it willingly.
Okay, what about a website? Is there a website?
Oh, yes, we've got chemdryfirst.co.uk. And on there, you can get yourself a free can of spot remover. It's like trying before buying. We send this little can of spot remover to you. You can put it on all the stains you've got on your carpet, see how well it is. It's made up of the same solutions as we use for normal carpet cleaning.
Okay, so it's well worth checking out the website and making that telephone call.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming in, Robert. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.